Hello, this is Daniel Vail with Body Slam, a look at the WWE Network. And thank you, Anchor. Because of y'all being free, all I have to do is just talk about the topics I like to talk about. Like, it's been talking about the beginning of the NWO. And I want to say thank you for that and goodbye. Hello, this is Daniel Vail with Body Slam, a look at the WWE Network. I'm going to delve a little bit outside of my usual topic and talk about something that I have become a fan of. A match I've become a fan of called Money in the Bank. Match. And I'm trying to think of what to say right now. Oh, yeah. I was going to come on here and say why it got started. Instead of doing that, I'm just gonna do what I usually do in situations like that, and I'm just gonna read about when it started. And fortunately, it's easy to look up because all you have to do is really look up the superstar who supposedly came up with the idea of the match, and that's Chris Jericho. This is around the time when you really didn't know what side he was on. You didn't know if he was a babyface or a heel, which as years went by became normal to the point that they don't even use those terms anymore. Now they're considered just superstars. So I'm just going down, just scrolling down here. I didn't realize how much I did not know about Chris Jericho until looking at his Wikipedia page. In 97 and 98, when he was having all this success in WCW and having all these entertaining storylines, he was also in New Japan. In January of 97 had to have been like possibly about 5 or 6 months or longer he had been with WCW, and his first time there was against the masked enemy of Jushin Thunder Liger, known as Super Liger. And just the fact he wrestled there for about a year in between being in, at the same time being in WCW in the United States, that just really is amazing to me. Then you go right into his first year over there, and then the next 2 years, him becoming Undisputed Champion, him teaming, then feuding with Christian. This is interesting to look at. I'm actually surprised they didn't show when it was announced. And as people who watched the WWE at this time know that Edge won the first ever Money in the Bank match. It's interesting that, the reason I had decided to speak about this, I had just bought my parents just got me two DVDs for my birthday because they're both $7 a piece. One was Daniel Bryan's story DVD, and the other one was the Best of Money in the Bank. So it was really interesting that because of the Benoit tragedy back in 2007, I believe, because we can see Chris Benoit in this match, but they edited out his introduction because of what he did when he died, and his family. So it's very understandable. They describe the concept. Okay, all they said was it was in 2005 in March 2005, whenever Chris Jericho pitched this concept to Eric Bischoff. So because it is March 2005, all I have to do is go to my favorite website to go to prowrestling.fandom.com. You hit the WWE page. You find the easiest way to get to the Raw show on here. There's got to be some way of doing it because I found it the other day. Let's see. Right here. Excuse me. So go to 2005. March 2005. That would be the beginning. Would have been in March. Would have been the 7th of March. Okay. I have it on the DVD. I was watching the first ever Money in the Bank ladder match. For this discussion, for this topic, I just had to stop it and put it on mute. Now I can just press the on button on the PlayStation 4 controller, and I'm guessing that March 7th was... Oh, come on, I just put it... I just pressed the mute button. Okay, hold on. Let's see. The WWE Network app, you just hit it. You find the 2005 year. Okay, they had the match results, but for some reason they didn't have the segments written. So that's gonna be why I have to look at the press play and try to see which week in March they had the announcement made. All right. One or two weeks before March 7th, must have been when Batista made the decision to go against Triple H at WrestleMania, because he had to face Ric Flair right here. So let's see. Okay, he had to go against the Edge right here. Edge had won the match, so it's like, he had to go to the end of that. Yeah, because he had to have chosen Triple H as his opponent at WrestleMania before this episode happened. It's been so long since I saw WrestleMania 21. Only thing I really remember from that, outside of the, Money in the Bank match, was, only thing I really remember was the, main event with Batista and Triple H. And the reason I want to talk about this is because, well, number one, I love the 2003. I loved how it was after WCW was bought out and everything started to be different in a good way. And and this point in time, you had a lot of great matches. Like, one time you had a match like, Elimination Chamber match, when it debuted, was really, really big. And I was actually talking about the beginning of Eric Bischoff's reign as general manager on Blog Talk Radio, but I think that I can do that on here also. So Tuesdays, and I think they said Fridays, is the best time to either record and submit a new episode, or those are the two best times to schedule your episode. I'm gonna start doing those discussions from both time eras, and I'm gonna schedule them for Tuesday and Friday from now on. And what I really I am amazed at this, because I just realized all the episodes I could talk about before 2005, and I can do both this time and 2003 together. But the purpose of this, just to talk about Money in the Bank and why it is such a big deal. So what I'll do is, I'll just announce this right here, and in my next episode, I'll let y'all know the time I really want to talk about and when I want to talk about them. By the way, I always do an announcement thanking Anchor for making the service free, and I wanted to say why. I want to say here why I thank it for being free. And the reason for it is simple. I felt like I needed to do something, to be on Podbean or on Libsyn or something like that, to share my views and everything. But being on Anchor is great. Not only can I record on this app I use for recording, but not only can I use it to record on and download it, but I can also download a clip that I want to use on it. And I don't even have to record live, because if I want to, um, is if I want to play a clip, all I have to do is just press play off of an app on the PlayStation 4 console. So that's what really makes Anchor great. In case anybody wants to do a podcast someday and wants to know exactly why, Anchor is a big deal. Okay. Man. All right. That's all I want to say about that. And, goodbye. And goodbye.